Nadia Yali. She's a legal fellow with a Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Hello, Nadia.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on the program. So we're talking about drones and the idea of there was all that discussion about drones and the idea of killing American citizens on U.S. soil. What about the idea of surveillance? I mean, should we be worried about who's watching us? Is Big Brother out there?
Absolutely. Drones are already in use in some communities. And, you know, I think contrary to some of what people are arguing when communities are trying to purchase drones, you know, the reality is that drones are not just targeting people who are suspected of criminal activity or people who are doing bad things. Drones surveil everybody.
Well, you know, one of the things when law enforcement talks about this issue is they say, of course, it's extremely useful to have drones. It's saving on manpower, not putting police officers at risk. But our privacy laws and our expectations about privacy have really evolved in the, you know, with a limited capacity police force. The idea of having a cop everywhere and in every skies is not really what we built our privacy notions around, is it? So how are we adapting to this changing privacy environment?
Well, you're absolutely correct that drone technology has the potential to introduce ambient and persistent surveillance. So that means surveillance could be everywhere at all times and impossible to avoid. And that is definitely not how Fourth Amendment jurisprudence, you know, the decisions that, that courts have made to interpret the Fourth Amendment, has evolved. And honestly, it certainly has not evolved yet. It's probably going to be a while before cases, if ever, you know, the cases get in front of courts about drone surveillance. So BORDC feels that the best way to deal with this is to be proactive. And, of course, one of the ways to do that is to pass legislation. And that's why we created model legislation for people to use in the city.
Nadia, tell us about these two ordinances that you've created at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee.
Sure. So as you probably know, there is actually legislation at the state level in 31 states that either has been introduced or and has continued on to the full floor of various state legislatures, or that was introduced and died. Unfortunately, a lot of the state legislation either has gaping holes or actually is being driven by the drone lobby. So this legislation, again, it's for use at the city and county level, and there's two models, as you mentioned. One completely restricts the use of drones. It creates a drone-free zone, and one strictly regulates the use of drones, and it is very specifically worded so that it avoids a lot of illegal loopholes that drones create, and would allow use of drones either, you know, with a warrant or for non-law enforcement purposes, and there's very strict regulations on the way the data is used and who can get access to it. There's Public Records Act request requirements, and both of the bills have a private right of action in order to enforce them.
You know, it seems like in combination with the drones, as you say, having this constant ambient surveillance, it's the non-visual spectrum is also an issue with the infrared, the ability to see through walls. We had this recent Supreme Court case that they ruled that a dog sniffing marijuana had to have a warrant when it entered the premises of a house. They couldn't sort of walk by and smell the plants and then come in. Do you see that as maybe leading to some more restrictions in the realm of this, you know, surveillance that goes inside the house without warrants and that kind of thing? Is there a connection that we might be drawn there?
Well, I would love if that were going to be helpful in drone surveillance, but unfortunately, you know, dog sniff, there's a very long Fourth Amendment history of the court interpreting how dog sniffs can be used and this whole idea of entering someone's property. Drones are something new. The technology is changing very rapidly, and they would not have to get on your property in order to see through walls or use this new technology. And, you know, it's very hard, again, for Fourth Amendment law to keep up with technology. So there are actually old cases on use of heat sensing technology, which could potentially be helpful, but I unfortunately don't think that case will be helpful in this situation.
All right, Nadia, I have to run. Thanks for being on the program, though. We enjoyed having you.
Thanks for having me.